When our best fur friends leave our world, many of us are left wanting one last scritch, one last hug, one last walk together. One Last Network is a space for pet guardians to honor their pets in their senior years and to cope with the days leading up to and after their passing. Here's your host, Angela Schneider, founder of One Last Network and Big White Dog Photography in Spokane, Washington.
Welcome to One Last Network and the Art of Nurturing Your Heart. Losing a pet can be a profound, devastating experience, leaving us confused, alone, and heartbroken. The bond we find with our pets transcends the boundaries of ownership. Our pets are cherished family members, offering us unconditional love, companionship, a shoulder to cry on, an always listening ear, and a source of smiles and happiness. It's so uncomplicated, too. Bella might get pissy at me if I forget it's her birthday, but she's not going to go running to her other best friend and bitch about me for hours. She's not going to judge me if the tag is out on my shirt or if I'm wearing mismatched socks. She doesn't care. So when our physical connection is broken, we can be particularly devastated. Our grief becomes more intense, more overwhelming than it might be for even a parent, a sibling, or a human friend. The grief is often accompanied by dismissive attitudes from the people in our closest circles, people who lack the understanding of the bond we share with our companion animals. This time demands an immense amount of mental and psychological energy. We can be overwhelmed by sadness, anger, confusion, and other emotions that leave us drained and fatigued. The guilt is exhausting. Depending on how our companion animal died, we might grapple with feelings of responsibility, wondering if we could have done more for them, or punishing ourselves with the thought that we just killed our best friend if we had to opt for euthanasia. And we feel pressured by society, maybe by family and friends too, to get over it quickly as they disregard the fact that grief and healing have no timeline. We might choose to put on a brave face for others so they think we're doing okay, but the truth is, we aren't. Or we might choose to isolate ourselves, encasing ourselves in a world of aloneness or loneliness. This is a deeply personal journey, and faced with a lack of acceptance or support, we hide from others. Our grief is such an intricate process that it can all make it so challenging to focus on anything beyond the crashing waves of pain, sadness, and sorrow. Our commitment to self-care wanes. It might feel selfish or inappropriate, or we're just too damned tired to bother. The act of grieving, though, is just that, an act. And I don't mean the kind of act where we're playing a role, although some of us might be with that brave face we put on for others. No, I mean it's an opportunity to take action. First, we have to acknowledge to ourselves that our grief is real and valid. While society and the people around us, even the ones closest to us, might downplay the significance of our loss, it's important that we understand our loss matters, even if only to us. It is a profound time in our lives, and understanding that our grief is real and this moment so impactful are crucial for fostering self-compassion and starting our healing process. We must allow ourselves to grieve without judging ourselves. Cry when we need to cry. Feel angry when we need to feel angry. Express our emotions through creative outlets like journaling or painting. If we don't process our emotions and learn how to manifest them into healing, we'll get stuck right here, right in this moment of pain and sorrow. I watched my mother stay stuck for the 26 years she lived after my father's death in 1996. It was terribly painful to be pushed away day after day, year after year. I recognize now what was happening in her heart and mind, and I can now only want better for myself to move through my grief and heal. We can participate in rituals to help provide a sense of closure and honor the memory of our pets. We can hold a memorial either by ourselves or welcome in the support of people we trust and people who understand the depth of our love for our dogs and cats. Holding a ceremony or planting a garden can help transform the grieving process into a positive and constructive experience, leading us to new meaning in our own lives. These rituals are tangible expressions of our love and foster a new type of connection with our precious pets, a spiritual one. And land on those people you do trust, the ones who do understand how much that damn dog meant to us, the ones who will hold you, let you cry and sob, listen to your stories about your adventures together. Share your feelings with people who will empathize and lean on your community so you feel less alone. Or reach out to professionals, individuals who are trained to help you move through your grief. I'm a twice certified grief educator and a certified pet loss grief companion. You can always hit me up at angela@onelastnetwork.com or seek out my good friend Beth Bigler at honoringouranimals.com. Our brains are crazy little balls of intrusive thoughts and guilt and shame as we often bear the weight of the responsibility for ending our pets' lives. Trying meditation and deep breathing can help manage the overwhelming thoughts and cultivate a sense of peace. That kind of stuff has never really worked for me, but I see it come up all the time in recommendations my grief coaching colleagues make. Give it a whirl and let me know if it actually works for you. But we do need to redirect our minds toward positive thinking, memories. If we focus on the love we shared with our pets, the stories we have, the memories we created, we can be more at peace with the decisions we made and the lives we now lead. And with all that, we have to take good care of our physical health. Grief can exhaust us, can make us miss meals, disrupt our sleep patterns. Prioritizing our physical health is not only essential for maintaining overall well-being during a challenging time, but it can also be a brief distraction from our grief. A run, a trip to the gym, it can all take our minds off our empty homes. Eat well and sleep well, my friends. We can make choices to embrace this new journey and channel our grief into positive action and self-care. Just remember that this process is not linear. Just because you've moved through the stage of anger or guilt or denial already doesn't mean you won't be hit with those feelings again, and when you least expect them. Give yourself time and space to heal. Be patient with yourself and understand that healing does not mean forgetting. It means learning to live with the loss while cherishing the memories we have and the love we shared. And yeah, that means our grief stays with us until it's time for us to go. I continue to grieve Shep in many ways. I miss his gentle, soulful eyes of molten chocolate, his graceful gait, and the way he guarded me from harm. I continue to grieve my father and my mother, and with every step I take in that grief, I move toward healing. But it is a lifelong process. And self-care in that grief is not a luxury. It is not selfish. It is a necessity. It helps give us the strength and resilience we need to honor the love and companionship we shared with our pets. And for me, it girds me against this nasty little condition called compassion fatigue. This podcast has been a tremendous part of my healing. I have undergone training to learn about grief so I can appropriately share these thoughts and lessons with you on this podcast, and so I could teach other pet photographers around the world how to better support their clients in anticipatory grief. I have 23 graduates so far, from New Zealand to Ontario, Canada, and Sacramento, California. But this work, this immersion in the world of grief and loss, is not easy. And so I have to engage in yet another level of self-care, prioritizing not just me, but also Bella, and yeah, my husband too. As much as I want to believe this podcast is about our animals and how much we love them, it's so much more about helping us all heal. And my friends, I have some healing to do. So to continue in the new year bringing you in-depth conversations with experts in the field of senior pet care and pet loss grief, I have to take a little break. You won't now see updates from One Last Network in your podcast feed until the new year strikes. We will be back on January 6, 2024, with an all-new round of great discussions and thoughts around grief and loss. I hope to see you all back here in a few weeks. I'm Angela Schneider, owner of Big White Dog Photography in Spokane, Washington, and your host at One Last Network, signing off to go get some Bella snuggles. Listen to One Last Network on whichever podcast platform you prefer. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Music, and Amazon Music. Don't forget to hit follow or subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you have a friend who might be interested in our content, make sure you share us with them. Thanks for listening.